أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Have you not seen how Allah has subjected to you all that is in the earth and the vessels that sail in the sea by His command? And it is He who holds back the heaven that it may not fall on the earth except by His leave. Surely Allah is most gentle, ever compassionate to men. Have you not seen how Allah has subjected to you all that is in the earth, and the vessels that sail in the sea by His command? And it is He who holds back the heaven, that it may not fall on the earth except by His leave.
The word heaven signifies the whole celestial sphere, every part of which is held in its proper place solely by the will and power of God.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَحْيَاكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ.
And it is He who has endowed with you life, and it is He who causes you to die, and it is He who will then resurrect you. Man is indeed extremely prone to denying the truth. And it is He who has endowed with you life, and it is He who causes you to die, and it is He who will then resurrect you. Man is indeed extremely prone to denying the truth.
This refers to deliberate denials of the truth expounded by the prophets.
لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُوهُ فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ وَادْعُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
For every people, we have prescribed a way of worship which they follow. So, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, let them not dispute with you concerning this, and call them to your Lord. You are certainly on the straight way. For every people,
that is the community of each prophet,
we have prescribed a way of worship.
The word mansak is not used here in the limited sense of ritual sacrifice. It rather signifies the whole system of worship. In an earlier instance, we translated the same word as the ritual of sacrifice, because in that context, what was indicated was the ritual of sacrifice and nothing else. The use of the word on that occasion was followed by the Quranic statement that they pronounce the name of Allah over the cattle He has provided them. However, in the present verse, there is no basis for taking this word in its limited sense of just the ritual of sacrifice. Likewise, in translating the word mansak, we have used the expression way of worship and service, since here both situations are meant. In other words, it refers to the mode of worship and service which is synonymous with the word sharia in the Quran as, "For each of you, we have appointed a law and a way of life." Al-Maidah 5:48.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, let them not dispute with you concerning this, and call them to your Lord.
The earlier prophets prescribed a particular way, mansak, for their communities. In like manner, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also prescribed a particular way for his community. No one is entitled to dispute this because this is the only way that is suitable for the present age. This point is put forward in the Quran as follows. Then we put you on the right way of religion. So follow that and do not follow the desires of those who do not know. Al-Jathiyah 45:18. For further details, see Tafhimul Quran, Volume 4, Al-Shura, 42, Note 20.
You are certainly on the straight way.
This statement further elaborates the point we identified in Note 117 above in explaining the preceding verse.
وَإِن جَادَلُوكَ فَقُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ.
And if they dispute with you, say, Allah knows well what you do.
Allah يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة فيما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
Allah will judge between you on the day of resurrection concerning matters about which you disagreed.
أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابٍ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ.
Are you not aware that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and the earth? Surely it is all preserved in a book. Indeed, that is easy with Allah. Are you not aware that Allah knows all that is in the heaven and the earth? Surely it is all preserved in a book. Indeed, that is easy with Allah.
For a better understanding of the nexus between the contents of the present paragraph and the present discourse, one should recall verses 55 to 7 of the present surah.
وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَمَا لَيْسَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِن نَصِيرٍ.
Instead of Allah, they worship those concerning whom He has revealed no sanction, and concerning whom they have no true knowledge. None shall be able to help such evildoers. Instead of Allah, they worship those concerning whom He has revealed no sanction, and concerning whom they have no true knowledge.
None of the scriptures specifically state that God associated others with Him in His Godhead, and that consequently such others should also be worshipped beside God. Nor have any of those who are considered to be God's partners been able to know from any truly authentic source that they are indeed God's partners. Hence, the whole pantheon of false deities, the myriad of different notions and inventions about their attributes and powers, the diverse forms of worship, acts of devotion, and various prayers that are addressed to them, the offerings and pilgrimages performed in order to please them, none has any sanction. Those who engage in such things do no more than follow the baseless fancies of the ignorant.
None shall be able to help such evildoers.
These foolish people think that their false deities will help them in this world and in the next. In point of fact, they have none to help them. So far as the false deities are concerned, they will be unable to assist, for they are absolutely helpless. Nor will God help them, for they have rebelled against Him. Hence, they are harming only themselves by engaging in this folly.
وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ تَعْرِفُ فِي وُجُوهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمُنْكَرُ يَكَادُونَ يَسْطُونَ بِالَّذِينَ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا قُلْ أَفَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكُمْ النار وعدها الله الذين كفروا وبئس المصير.
When our signs are plainly recited to them, you will perceive utter repugnance on their faces, and it all but seems as if they will soon pounce upon those who recite our signs to them. Say, shall I tell you what is worse than that? The fire with which Allah has threatened those who disbelieve. That is truly an evil end. When our signs are plainly recited to them, you will perceive utter repugnance on their faces, and it all but seems as if they will soon pounce upon those who recite our signs to them. Say, shall I tell you what is worse than that?
The unbelievers fly into a bitter rage when they hear God's messages. The unbelievers also subject those who rehearse God's message to the worst kind of maltreatments. Such people are here told that they should look forward to a retribution for their deeds that is much more severe than the treatment they have meted out to those who are righteous. Essentially, they should look forward to God's awesome punishment.